I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. It's been on hold for months, but today it finally goes into effect. It, of course, is President Trump's crackdown on travel from six majority Muslim countries. The executive order had been held up in court since the early days of the new administration. This week, the Supreme Court allowed parts of it to stand, but said people with bona fide relationships in the U.S. can enter the country. Today, the Trump administration announced its definition of bona fide, but that's left opponents of the original order, like immigration attorney Carrie Doyle, still trying to figure out exactly what it means.
Well, according to the government's interpretation of the Supreme Court's ruling, they're only allowing individuals who are spouses, parents, children, and siblings to qualify for the exemption. They're not allowing grandparents, grandchildren, cousins, nieces, nephews, any of those sort of group of people to be exempt from the ban automatically.
Is there anything to compare that to? Are there certain standards that it strays from in terms of granting visa applications?
Well, I can only speculate, but my speculation is they're relying on how the Immigration Act and immigration laws actually define family. I think the one piece that's really troubling to us is that they've said that fiancés are not exempt from the ban. So a fiancé from one of the six countries would be banned from coming to the United States, which we find very troubling because fiancés are included in the Immigration Act and are allowed to be brought to the United States. And they're obviously have a close relationship because the point of them coming is to get married. Other than that, they do seem to be taking, as again, I'm speculating, but it appears they're taking the definitions from how we normally define family within the immigration laws, what individuals are allowed to sponsor other individuals normally within the immigration system.
What about people who have job offers in the U.S. or people who may be studying here? How do the new guidelines affect them?
Well, the cable that we've seen issued by the Department of State does say that persons that have been accepted at a school that will be coming to study or persons that have bona fide job offers would be exempt from the Muslim ban. So presumably they'll be allowed to come to the United States. It's some of the other categories that I think are going to be much harder to discern if they're going to be allowed to come or not allowed to come. And then I think the refugee question is really one of the biggest questions left open by the cable. They don't really address a lot of the refugee issues very directly.
And the refugee piece of it is that at least for the next 120 days, there are no refugees being allowed in.
Right. They want to ban the refugees for 120 days. Unless they've already had this bona fide relationship, then they shouldn't be covered by the ban. But general refugees, I think, are really in trouble, and we'll have to see going forward what we can do about that.
We don't have many details on how the Trump administration will implement these new rules. Do you expect to see the same kind of chaos at U.S. airports that we saw when earlier versions were rolled out?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we'll see the same chaos as in January with the first ban, in part because in January they implemented the ban literally while people were in the air or in the airports with no guidance and no advanced information. So in this case, they've at least waited the 72 hours, a little more than 72 hours, to implement from the Supreme Court's ruling. And they've at least exempted some of the groups that already have visas that are arriving here this week, certainly exempted permanent residents. So it does seem to be somewhat more orderly. I don't think that means that there aren't going to be challenges and some chaos as far as who's being allowed to come and who isn't coming. And I know that some families, individuals, entities, schools, et cetera, will be negatively impacted by this. And chaos, if you will be more apart from the airports. We won't see it. It'll happen at the consulates and via email and cables and that type of thing.
I imagine you and your colleagues will be monitoring the rollout of these travel restrictions. What will you be watching for?
Absolutely. So the American Immigration Lawyers Association, the New England chapter, we already have sign-ups. We've got attorneys signed up to be at the airport. So we'll just be there to monitor and make sure that no one's having issues at the airport and that no one gets put back on a plane and deported who should not be. And then also trying to stay in touch with some of the refugee resettlement groups to see what's happening with their people that they're bringing, the refugees that they're bringing, and to offer any support that they may want in trying to challenge some of the bans that are being held against some of their refugees.
Carrie Doyle is an immigration attorney in Boston. She's one of the lawyers who successfully filed a challenge against the president's original travel ban back in January.